Hi, Ms. Stroman.
Hi, is this Ms. Farron?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't finished talking before you hung up on me.
I didn't hang up. You hung up.
Well, before we hung up.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Before we hung up, I was trying to tell you that because she sent me a text asking, can she come back and help me? But she didn't want to argue. This girl is the one that argued every day. She argued every day about her boyfriend not living in the place, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I was trying to help her again because she needed to pay her rent. Mm-hmm. And she needed whatever. But because she lied again on me, I cannot do that. And I wanted to ask you, can you please disregard my information?
Yes, we already spoke. Yes, we've already discharged you.
You're cutting me off again.
Because I need to tell you, you're not a client of ours anymore.
I give you the utmost respect. I have given it to you all since I talked with you. Please do not do that again. Because if she applies for unemployment, I will deny it. I will say that she quit.
And we already put her on a new case. We already put her on with a different client. Yes.
That's what's on my device, and that's who was in my home when she said it, too. So if she tries to get unemployment, I will.
She's not unemployed. She's not unemployed. She's working.
When you quit a job, and I've been doing this for years, when you quit a job, you cannot apply for unemployment. So if she does, you will get in trouble, and she will definitely get in trouble. So
she is not applying for unemployment because she has another case. Thank you. It was a pleasure. Goodbye.
You're going to get in trouble, too.
Thank you. Okay. Would you like me to transfer you to my supervisor?
She needs help. She needs really bad help.
Okay. Would you like to speak to my...
She needs mental help.
Would you like to speak to the manager?
No, I already did.
Okay, thank you.
She needs help.